The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Liberty City's own.
Yeah.
Run routes like they were on clouds. Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Bengals Pro Bowler, All Pro multiple times.
Yeah.
Led the league in receiving yardage a couple of times.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Rosado.
Hold on. I got one for you.
What you got?
Led the AFC. Second player, only the second player to ever do so. Lead the AFC 4 years in a row in receiving yards. But go ahead.
Chad Ochocinco Johnson. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through the Club Shay Shay feed. But we would greatly appreciate it if you sign up through the Nightcap podcast feed, fan. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We have pinned the link at the top of the chat. We're only taking pre-orders now. We got a shipment in, and we should be able to fulfill all orders that are placed. Thank you. Thank you so much for selling us out. But we have pinned the link at the top of the chat, and we should be able to accommodate you because of the shipment that we just received. So thank you very much, and let's jump right into it. Ocho, our first segment of the day is a news cap.
News cap.
We learned over the weekend the Chiefs are trading L'Jarius Sneed to the Tennessee Titans for a 2025 third-round pick. We know L'Jarius Sneed had one of the better seasons this year for defensive back, although he was not rewarded for it with a Pro Bowl or an All-Pro selection. Just look at what he was able to do against some of the top receivers that the Kansas City Chiefs face, and that speaks for itself. But it seems to me a lot of Chief fans are upset because they didn't get more. there's like, if you're going to only get a third for him, you might as well keep him. But Ochoa looks, I think from my vantage point, because he doesn't have a Pro Bowl on his resume, because he doesn't have an All-Pro on his resume, he wasn't going to command the ransom that teams gave up for Jalen Ramsey or what a team gave up for Stephon Gilmore. Had he had one of those pelts on his resume, now we're talking a late first or a second round pick. But because he didn't, he got that solely because he's been very, very good. And the Chiefs wanted to reward him. He's been a model citizen in their organization. And I don't want him disgruntled playing on the franchise tag, knowing that we can't pay him. And ain't no sense in us fooling and say, hey, if you just play this year for us on the franchise tag, we'll take care of you next year. They know that. He knows that. Let him move on. You got three Super Bowls out of him. I don't really know what else you could ask. He's been great for you on and off the field. So I think it was a great trade for them, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I'm happy for him as well. Obviously, to me, I think he's one of the top three. Chat, stay with me real quick here. I think he's one of the top three cover man-to-man corners in the NFL. Man-to-man. I don't need no help. If I need to follow your best receiver the entire game, all four quarters, I can do that. He's one of those that will allow the defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans to be able to do more defensively because he can lock down one side of the field and not need safety's help or need any goddamn any bluffing and all this salad dressing that defenses do. You know what? You got number 10 all game. He's able to do that. I'm happy for him. He has the Super Bowl rings. Now you've been compensated for the work you put in. Yeah, now you're getting that check. Now you can play the game you love. Your family is set, and you're good.
Right.
You're good. There's really nothing to complain about. And the Kansas City Chiefs understood that there's no way, whether he had a Pro Bowl, whether he had an All-Pro, we know the type of caliber player he is once you turn that goddamn film on.
Yes.
And the Tennessee Titans knew that as well.
And if it, so what? Oh, we're going to play you. So now he has an even better season. He goes to the Pro Bowl. He becomes an All-Pro. If you couldn't pay him this year with none of those on his resume, how the hell are you going to pay him next year resume? So I agree with you, Ocho. And so this, I like to tell guys this. Okay, you got your rings. It's kind of like a normal person that works a 9-to-5. You made all the money. Now go do what you like to do.
Right.
Okay, he's got the Super Bowl rings. Now let's see how much money you can go make. Because you got the jury. Now, let's see if I can secure my family.
Right.
For multiple generations. So, congratulations. He had the big play against the Ravens. Got beat. Hey, he got it. First of all, he gave up a play. Then the guy stood up over him. Zay Flowers. Mm-hmm. Remember, he stood up over him? That backed him up. Zay Flowers come back, runs the shallow cross. Legarius punches it out on the goal line.
Right. Yeah.
Touchback. Ball comes out, and the Kansas City really never really felt threatened after that point. And then you remember Ocho in the wild card game, the divisional when he got that quick jam on Tyreek.
On Tyreek, yeah, he caught
Tyreek in the dirt.
Yeah.
Man, that quick jam with that freeze to get you if you ain't Ocho.
Listen, you better be dipping. You better be dipping that shoulder one way or another. Because once you quick jam and he watching the ball, there's really nothing you could do. Because as a receiver, your ass got to be inside looking at the ball.
Especially because you're on the road, so you can't hear. Yeah. You got to look and see at the snap.
You can't hear nothing. Yeah.
And if I'm Tyreek, how many times you think somebody trying to put hands on Tyreek and run the risk of missing him, and he do this to you, Ocho?
Not very many. But you know they play that soft shell too now.
Yeah.
You know they play that soft shell. So he's willing to get up there and challenge like that, knowing that he does have a little help behind him. But neither here nor that, you never, ever, ever really see anybody get their hands on Reek, regardless whether there's help behind him or not.
But Legarius says he's the best I've seen at this in the new school. Now, guys did that a lot. That was something that they did a lot. Because you had to get physical, because I believe the receivers were a little bit more physical and you had to play through contact because they allowed the DB to be a little more handsy than what they do now. So you had to play through that contact. So guys had to quick jam you because you didn't want one of those guys to get ahead of steam and you got hell on your hands trying to get him down. And you know, the question is, Ocho, how much did this trade impact the Chiefs' chances of three-peating?
Well, I don't think it impacts him at all. I don't think it impacts him at all. They still have a nice core of defensive backs there. I think someone else is just going to step up and sneeze place. Obviously, I think they're probably going to be able to draft well. That's something that Andy Reid and that organization has always done extremely well on the defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball. But again, the pieces to the puzzle, only one piece really matters. That centerpiece, that nucleus. As long as Mahomes is still there, they're going to always be in contention. We have to remember that this is an NFL, this is an NFL-driven league that is run by the quarterback position. Having pieces around, having a great corner and all that stuff is fine and dandy, but Spags will do the job he needs to do with the players that he has. And obviously, you might not be able to do some of the things, or you might not have a L'Jarius Sneed on your hands, but you're able to condense that around different, not formations, different, how do you say it? You know how you can only hide your player so much?
Yeah.
So they're not exposed?
Right.
Spags knows what he can and can't call based on the personnel that he has. Right. I'll put it like that.
Yes. I think also, if you look at McDuffie, who was a first-team All-Pro corner, Jalen Watson, who's the nickel, was the starter before McDuffie got there. So you feel that if we have to start Jalen Watson, that I don't feel that obviously there's some, but we're like, hey, he started for us the lion's share of the season a year ago, and we went to and won a Super Bowl. So we have to put him in. And you are Joshua Williams, a high draft pick for the Chiefs. The Chiefs, Brett Veach, Andy, as you mentioned, Ocho, have done a great job of drafting. You look at their drafted players, Kalafdis. You look at McDuffie, Brian Cook, Joshua Williams. You look at some of the guys that they've drafted, Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
They've been great. Now, the only thing is, Sky Moore's got to take the next step. This is third year, Ocho. He's a junior now.
Hey, this is the make or break a year. This should make or break a year. If you're going to arrive on the scene for any position, whether it be quarterback, whether it be DB, whether it be tackle, center, linebacker, this is your year. Yes. This is your year. Because at this point now, you should have had it figured out.
Yeah.
You should have had it figured out. The speed of the game, the offense. There are no more excuses once you hit your third year. You got to hit the floor running. You got to hit it running.
Yes. So they still have their nucleus. They have CJ. They have my homeboy. They have Andy. They have Trav.
Pacheco.
They're gonna be. It's interesting to see what they're gonna do with McKinnon. He's their third down back. Really do everything. Can catch out of the backfield. Right. Does a great job of blitz pickup. It's going to be interesting. I don't think he was going to get more than a one-year deal. The question is, does he want to be that 1 year to be in Kansas City or be somewhere else? All things being equal, if the money is comparable, I'm coming back because I know I'm going to win. I know my role. I know what to expect. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with him. But congratulations to L'Jarius Sneed. Job well done. Earned a big payday.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Before you even go nowhere. I know L'Jarius Sneed, I know you're going to see this, and I've done this to all DBs and all receivers. You know I play both sides of the ball. So if you really want to get some work in, this offseason, to make sure you go into camp, you're going to OTAs on point, you know, I'm available. We can do some one-on-ones. And the one-on-ones that I do is old-school one-on-ones. We start on the goal line, and we do as many routes as possible till we get to the opposite side of the field, and that's the kind of work we get in. We take a five-minute break, then we bring it on back. Yeah, that's a different kind of workout.
That man choke.
Man, you shit. You crazy as hell.
The Boston Strangler. Strangler.
Listen. His last name won't be Sneed if he cover me. You hear me?
Yeah, it will.
Cause I'm not the one of the two.
Mm-hmm. He got something for you.
Nah, no, he don't.
That little back shoulder pain. That little back shoulder pain that you going to try to run. I'm going to tell him, when he hop, let me tell you what he going to do. Now, when he hop, he going to try to open you up. He going to try to run a quick stand on you. So just stay right there. Stay right there.
I'm not, you know what? In the matter of fact, I'm going to hop and I'm going to take off. Huh? I'm hopping and I'm going to take off.
Hold on, you in the goal line. Where you going? Fifth row?
Who said we was on the goal line?
You just said we started on the goal line.
We start on the goal line, work our way out.
Okay.
Out. not in.
Oh, I thought you said start the goal line and go, you know, go back. Okay, we start the goal line.
No, no, no.
Then we go to
yeah,
the
we do. We do. That's the way I used to do my one-on-ones in the offseason. I start on the goal line.
Right.
You play man-to-man. You could play off either way. And we move the ball down the field. Wherever I catch it, that's where we start the next rep. And I never go deep. I ran nothing deep ever. So
all
the
I'm
route
do,
tree from one I, to six.
Guess what? I'm going to go ahead and pick it, and I'm done with you for the day. Yeah, what I would do, I'm going to pick it. I'm done with you.
Pick who?
I pick a booker? Pick the ball off.
Pick your nose? Man, you ain't picking off here?
It did.
Hey, just Sneed, I know you're going to see this, but you want some real work.
It did. Hey,
real work.
It did. I'm going to hit the prime on you into the end zone. Ocho, Mike Thomas said Russell Wilson is in the pole position at quarterback, mm-hmm. and the team has been transparent in the pecking order. When it comes to letting Fields know that he'll have a chance to compete when they feel it's the right, it is the right time.
Yeah.
Wilson has a lot of experience in terms of what it takes to be the guy over the course of a 12-month calendar. I just think there's something to a younger guy that Justin can learn from, Tomlin said. Okay, the pecking order, pole position, that means you've earned the right to be in the number one slot.
To be the starter.
That don't mean that's the way it's going to end up now.
That's right. Now, what kind of leash is Mike Tomlin giving him? How long is the leash? Is it a short leash or is it a long leash? Is it a medium-sized leash?
$1 million.
Right now,
$1 million leash ain't that long.
Oh, I'm with you when you're right.
$1 million leash ain't that long, Ocho.
$1 million leash isn't that long, but what the situation Russell Wilson is going to is in his favor.
Yeah.
By much. You know, God say he has favor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has it for Russell Wilson because the situation that he's going into is in his favor. For one, remember the organization you're going to. You're going to a winning organization. You're going to a winning coach. They have the pieces offensively where you'll be able to hide any weaknesses that he may have. Any weakness that he may have at this point in his career will be taken care of. Russell Wilson is going to be fine. And I'm saying this as a Bengal legend and allegiance to my Bengals. He is going to be fine. So, and again, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith for a year.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with Justin Fields, who I believe is going to be the quarterback of the future for the Pittsburgh Steelers, sitting behind Russell Wilson and taking some of the small nuances and what it takes to be a leader from someone who was a perennial playoff quarterback.
Yes.
And a quarterback and a Super Bowl champion. Nothing wrong with that.
But let me
tell you. Nothing at all.
Can I? Play devil's advocate. The
yes,
difference
sir.
Between Patrick Mahomes' situation and Justin Fields, Patrick Mahomes came in as a rookie. Justin Fields is going into his fourth year.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Aaron Rodgers came in as a rookie. Right. Justin Fields is going into his fourth year. And he's been a starter for the lion's share of his the better part of his career. So it's a different mindset. Being a rookie, not starting, now all of a sudden being thrust in, as opposed to being a starter. And going to the bench and waiting your turn.
And see, maybe this is a good thing, though. The fact that he had to come in and was thrown to the Sharks. The fact that he had to come in and was thrown to the Wolves. And matter of fact, he went to an organization. Can you tell me the last time that the Chicago Bears organization from top to bottom have developed a decent quarterback?
No.
At what point? At what point, at any point in their historic franchise, have they done right by any quarterback and put the pieces around them so that they could succeed offensively?
When you think of the Chicago Bears, what do you think about? They call them the monsters.
Defense.
They think of the monsters of the Midway.
The monsters of the Midway. I think of goddamn Refrigerator Perry. I think of Jim McMahon, Walter Payton, and goddamn the Peanut Punch.
But it was the defense, the 46 defense, Richard Dent. Mike Singletary, McMichael, Wilbur Marshall, Leslie. Yeah. I think Leslie Frazier was on that team. Doug Plank.
Wait, what's Leslie Frazier? The
DB.
Wait, Leslie Frazier, that was my D coordinator at Cincinnati?
Yeah, he played in the league.
Wait, I ain't know Les played for the goddamn Bears. You serious? Are you bull jiving?
I will lie to you, Joe.
Man, I ain't know Les played DB. fam, I wish I knew him that while he was in Cincinnati. I would have line your ass up on out here, man. Let me see what you got.
He put something on you. Let an old man.
Yeah, He was hell back then, huh?
He didn't have to hold up long.
Oh, yeah. That D-line was crazy. Out. Yeah, that D-line was crazy. Damn, that's a good one. That's dope to know.
Yeah. So it's going to be very interesting. It's different. It's one thing, Ocho, to come in and says, okay, I don't really know. I don't know what I know. And he has to learn the offense. It's not like Russ has a substantial advantage over him other than he's been in the league a lot longer. He kind of understands the nuances of it, but we both have to learn a new system and go from there. But to go from a starter, you did it. When you went to New England, it was a different role for you. You head to the field. Now all of a sudden, you stand on the sideline. You got to keep your legs warm. You got to keep your mind sharp. You might not play for one or two, three series. Then you going in on third down. You ain't got no rhythm. Mm-hmm. It's different.
At all. And you know, it's so funny. Now that you just brought that up, I always thought about it. You would think. So if I had the choice during that time, obviously, if we were in control of our destiny in general, for me, per se, during that time when I got traded to the Patriots, many people would say, you know what, that's not a place I would have chosen to go to, huh? If you think about it.
No, hell no.
From an offensive perspective, people say, man, are you crazy? Boy, you going to play with Tom Brady. But listen, Tom Brady also had players that were already there that understood the system. Deion Branch, for one. You had Wes Welker. Mm-hmm. Stay with me now. You had Julian Edelman, too.
Gronk.
Then you had Gronk. And you had Aaron Hernandez. I'm like, come on now. It just wasn't the right fit. Sometimes in life, some people say, oh, you just plug a player in and you just go. It just didn't fit.
It didn't.
But
fit,
I didn't have
it
a choice.
It didn't fit what you did because that offense worked from inside out.
Side out. Thank you. How come it's only us that understand that? And unless your last name is Moss, that's the only way. If you were an outside receiver who predominantly plays on the outside, you're going to see that type of production that we're used to seeing. But hey, it worked though.
Yeah,
it worked.
But Moss, he's talking about one of the top three receivers that ever played a game of 100
all time. All time.
100 plus.
Which is why I said that unless you Moss, and there will be no recreation or reincarnation of him and nobody else. But you know what I'm trying to say.
I do. Hey,
but again, it was a great experience, though. It was a phenomenal experience.
But that's the difference. And a lot of people say, man, why would LeBron do a podcast with JJ? Because there are certain things, nuances to the game that only somebody that played the game could possibly understand. People like, he should have did a podcast with you. No, to do what? He and I can't talk basketball on that level, just like he can't talk football on the level you and I are having the discussion.
Right.
Because
if
I say LeBron, they came out in the over front. And they look like over what front? You know what I'm saying? Over front or under front. You know what I'm saying? They're going to run cover five, which is 22 man. He don't know what cover five is.
Right.
If we say they run, they're going to run six kick. So there's nuances to a discussion that do I have a general knowledge and an understanding of basketball? Yes. But there are certain things that only a person that have played the game could possibly understand. You and I having a conversation said, if you look at the Patriots offense and the way it's always been, it's been an inside out type of an offense with the exception of the 2 to 3 years that Randy was there. But if you look at Brady, he mainly worked between the numbers.
Numbers, right. Yeah.
And that's okay, but there are certain nuances to a discussion that only someone is like, we were having the discussions, Ocho, about Michael B. Jordan. He says it's hard finding someone to understand that you got this craft and you got a gift and you need somebody to understand your sacrifice. I'm always a believer. That's why movie stars marry other movie stars. Because they know what it's like to sacrifice because they've been in a situation where they've asked somebody that wasn't in the business to sacrifice and they couldn't possibly understand.
Yeah.
So when you and I have a conversation a more nuanced conversation. We don't really get too in depth because that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to. I'm not trying to impress you with my football knowledge. I think it goes without saying, playing the game the way I played, as long as I played, I think most fans understand that I have a great understanding of the game of football, the X's and O's. Right. Just like LeBron, I mean, you're talking about the brain. There might not be four or five players in the history of the game that has a better understanding of the game that played the game than LeBron. And then JJ played, you play 14, 15 years like JJ. Obviously, they can have a nuanced conversation that LeBron and I could never have. Right. And especially that's just about basketball. They don't talk about anything else other than basketball. We talk about a lot of other things other than football. So this works for us. But yeah, I think the thing is, but hey, you heard what he said. Being transparent, Wilson just got a lot of experience in terms of what it takes to be the guy over the course of 12-month calendar. And I just think that's something the younger guy, Justin, can learn from. But he didn't say Justin Fields not going to have a chance to compete. He said when it comes to letting Justin Fields know that he'll have a chance to compete when they feel it's the time is right.
And we know when the time would be right, when things aren't going well. When things aren't going well, they're on a skid offensively. They're on a skid in losing games. Then they will obviously make a change. I mean, it's common sense. We understand how that works.
Yes.
When the fans are booing. Now, do I think it will get to that point? I doubt it. I doubt it because right now we already saw a clip of Russell Wilson doing exactly what? He's already out there. He's already out there putting in the work. And I guarantee you the receivers, the running backs on that team, he's got everybody's phone number. And at some point, the next thing we're going to see is a video of all them getting work in before they even go back to the offseason program.
Yep.
So though, when it is time to get together in a structured environment as a team, they already had an eight ball.
Yes.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember the time I got the vehicle I wanted. I dreamed about it. And I remember the very first time I saw that car in person, I knew I had to have it. And I remember getting that car at the end of 93, black on black, everything you could ever dream of, everything that I thought that car would be, it was that and more. And I just remember getting it, driving it home. And man, I was the coolest guy in all of the world. And I drove that car and that just the way I felt when I pulled up to whether it was a fast food restaurant, where it was going out to meet my homeboys, it did not matter. I knew nobody could touch me. And if sometimes I would just go out in my garage and just turn the lights on and just look at it because a small kid from Glenville, Georgia, owned a car that many other kids dreamed of owning. And here it is in my driveway, parked in my garage. And sometimes I would just crank it up just to hear that engine purr. I was like, yeah, this me. And my biggest regret of all the cars, and I've had some really nice cars in my time, was when I parted away with it. I don't know really why I did it, because it wasn't like I was strapped for money or it was taking up too much space. It was just that, you know, at some point in time, when you only have a car that's 8 years old and you only have 2,000 miles on it, you have to ask yourself, and it was costing me to insure it and tag and title it every year more than I was getting out of it. And so I parted ways with it. And after I sold it, I tried to get it back, but the guy didn't want to sell it back to me. So that was the only time that I've actually had buyer's remorse. And if I had to do it all over again, I would still have that car in my possession. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motor has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Look, there are certain things having had the relationship with a quarterback because this is new to them. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have to do a whole lot with John because I had spent 5-6 years with him. So In the offseason, there's no need for us to work because he was far beyond that. He got 4 kids, young kids.
He ain't got time.
And I'm not trying to spend any more time in Denver, because when I was back in Denver, I didn't go back to Atlanta. When I went to Atlanta, I didn't go back to Denver until I absolutely had to. So it wasn't like, I can't wait. When I was up out of there, I was up out of there. But you have a general understanding of where he likes to put the ball. He has an understanding of where you like the ball, where you, how you like to catch the ball, give you an opportunity to protect yourself, because that's all I've asked any quarterback that I played with, Ocho, is that allow me to protect myself.
Right.
I understand that there are going to be times, it's not like he's playing in a phone booth, that he's protected and the elements are not on him, rain, wind, snow, whatever the case may be. But just give me an opportunity if you possibly can. Now, if you're getting taken one to the chops, hey, it is what it is. And that's what the understanding is. But I commend Russ and these guys that go to different teams and they get bring the receivers in, and you get an understanding of how they run the routes, the timing of the route. Now, you know, it's a little different, Ocho, because ain't nobody air. You get a free release. Ain't nobody putting hands on you, anything like that. Right. Ain't no D lineman just beat the offensive lineman clean, and now you got to run for your life. Everything is perfect. But you kind of get a general sense of how he runs the route and the timing, and what's the timing going to be, 3-step, 5-step. Very few teams take 7 steps now because everybody's in the gun. So basically you take 3 and a hop and you let the ball go.
Right.
So what's You good? You want to add anything else to that?
Nah. I done said my piece.
Jerry Jones says Dak Prescott can win the Super Bowl.
Here we go again.
Jerry Jones says, I think there are a handful of more quarterbacks playing who haven't won a Super Bowl than will win a Super Bowl. I think Dak is one of them. I'm firm there. He's one of the ones who can. Now, you remember immediately after the season, Jerry says, we're only going to go as far as Dak carries us, and this is as far as he could carry us.
Why does Jerry keep doing this? Chat, if there's anybody that's a Cowboy fan in here, I apologize. I apologize that you have to go through this from an owner who seemed to be in denial, who really doesn't understand. I need to do something different for a change. I need to change up my philosophy. I need to change up my way of thinking, the way I'm running business, because maybe if I do that, maybe the results on the back end will be different. Let's talk about Super Bowls real quick.
Okay.
One, it's very, very difficult to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
It's very, 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 very difficult. I think we as fans, even myself, even as players, we've been spoiled with Tom Brady and their success. Now, in today's era, we're spoiled with the consistency that Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have, being that they have 3. So let's go through a few quarterbacks real quick that have won a Super Bowl. We got Drew Brees.
Great.
He has 1 ring.
1.
It took 20 goddamn years.
Yep.
We got Aaron Rodgers. He has 1 ring. It took 17 years so far. I'm not saying he can't do it.
No. He got more. Didn't Aaron come in 2005? Aaron come in 2005? Ring. Nah, 4 was what you call them draft with the Peyton, with Eli and them, right? Eli and Big Ben and J.P. Lossman and Philip.
Yeah. I'm right, right? You got one.
He got one, but Aaron Rodgers played like 19 years.
19?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm off a little bit. So that's one ring. Mm-hmm. See how long it took, though, right?
Yes.
Brett Favre played 20 seasons. He has one ring.
Went to 2 Super Bowls, one ring, correct.
2 Super Bowls. Kurt Warner played 12 seasons. He has one ring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, how many Super Bowls did Steve Young win? I know as a starter.
He won
he played 15 seasons.
Yeah, but he was on the team that won in 88, I mean, 89. He won one as a starter.
As a starter. He was on the team.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
That's all I mean. As a starter.
Yep.
One ring. Do you see how difficult? How difficult? These are some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time to win a Super Bowl. And it took so long.
Peyton.
It took so long.
You got two.
Peyton, obviously, you know, Peyton has two. Now, I mean, we know what Mahomes and we know what Tom Brady have done.
Mm-hmm.
It's so difficult to even get to that place to where you can host that Lombardi Trophy. But if you look at all the names I talked about, they didn't have an owner that's at the front and center of attention.
Mm-mm.
You know, they didn't have any distractions in the offseason that's already adding added pressure and fuel to the fire. And it ain't even time to play fucking football. So now you go into the season, the first thing you hear about, well, shit, your goddamn owner said, you think they can get a Super Bowl.
I believe.
Come on. Why? Why even add that? Why even add that food to the plate and just let the fellas play fucking football? Let them play football, man. It's simple. Take a back seat. You don't always have to be in front. You know what? I blame the goddamn media. Stop asking them questions.
Mm-hmm. That's common. That give them material.
Stop asking him questions.
Look at Jerry notes. Look at his copious notes he's taking.
He ain't even take no notes. He just scribbling stuff on there. He just scribbling stuff.
Man, leave that man them copious notes, man. That's fine. Hey.
Come on, man. Listen,
he ain't got notes like he's a third-year law student.
Listen, I'm a fan of football. I'm a fan of liking players to see succeed at their individual craft and position. For Dak to succeed, for Dak to do well, he needs no added pressure for the person that sits high and looks low the way he's doing. You don't need that. You don't need that in the offseason. Like, come on, man. The fucking position as itself is already hard enough. To get to a Super Bowl is already hard enough. It's not a joke. It's not something you say, hey, one breath, you know what? We all in. We're going to be all in. And then you've done nothing this offseason.
Right.
Pertaining to you being all in, now you come back 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. Oh, I believe in Dak. Well, hell, I believe in him too. I believe. Why are you even mentioning the fucking word Super Bowl? Let's get past the playoffs first. Let's start there. God damn.
Man, hey, Ocho, they said we got a poll up. Say, which happens first? Cowboys win Super Bowl or the next Haley's Comet? Now, the Haley's Comet happened in 1986. I remember because I saw it because I was in the sixth grade and my science professor, Dr. Prentice Burkhalter, told us it was coming. Mm. So I made sure I looked up into the sky and I saw it. Right. The next one arrives in 2061.
God damn.
It only happens between 75 and 79 years.
Right.
It was like 77 and a third, 76 and a half. So they just like, okay, it's kind of hard to pinpoint this. So let's go between 75 and 79 years. So the chat seemed to think that Haley's Comet is going to happen before the next Cowboys Super Bowl.
Listen, man, I'm not going to say it bothers me, but if I'm a Cowboy fan, it would bother me. I'm a fan of football in general. I'm a fan of wanting to see the players on the Cowboys succeed. But you know what? I'm gonna let you take it.
I want to keep on talking. I want to keep on talking because I'm Cowboy fans. Because I already know. Because there's nothing makes you feel more let down than expectations. That's the number one killer, Ocho, is expectations. Because if you have expectations, like if you got kids and you already know one of them bad, they can call you like, I already know which one it is. But if you got this one that's been a model citizen, you have these expectations. Oh, that's going to be my athlete. He's going to go to the NFL, or she's going to be the doctor, or she's going to be the law. And then all of a sudden, instead of going to law school, she got three babies by the time she's 20. Mm. Or all of a sudden, he flunked out of school, not college, high school. You're so disappointed because of the expectations that you had. See, Cowboys fans have these expectations that they believe every year their team is going to win the Super Bowl. And when it doesn't happen.
Now, the Cowboys fan had these expectations because of who? Who was the person leading them astray?
Oh, he gave them false hope, man.
Every time.
He gave them false hope.
And I'm trying to understand. I would love to know how many Cowboys fans are happy with the way Jerry carries himself as far as from a media perspective and always being
Ash
in front
said,
of the camera.
She's not happy. Ash is a Cowboys fan.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. She said, we're not happy.
I don't understand, man. Listen, I love Jerry from a business aspect. And even I'm not in his position, but if I was in his position and things weren't going the way I want them to, I mean, I would be able to see the light. I would be able to see the light and saying, you know what? If I want things to change, I think they might have to start with me. Mm-hmm. Cause it always starts with yourself and looking in the mirror. That goes for anybody.
Started with the man in the mirror.
Yeah,
I'm
always
asking him to change his ways.
Even people, this is like a life lesson for people in the chat that's watching. Let's say your life ain't going the way you want. You know, you have plans, you got goals, you got aspirations, but for some reason, shit just keep falling by the wayside. It starts with the person right there.
Yeah, ask yourself, what am I doing?
Ask yourself, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Change up your routine. You know, stop doing this. Maybe stop drinking. Maybe stop smoking. Who knows what it may be? But Jerry, you got somebody around him. If ain't nobody around him, going to say nothing because they don't want to mess up their money. Jerry got to see it for himself.
Okay.
Like, I'm damn near about to cry because... For me, this is not.
But his kids are just like him, though, Ocho. You hear Steven?
The who?
Steven, his kids. He got a Jerry Jr., Steven, and a Charlotte. That's the daughter.
You know what the funny thing about it? They might not be the same.
Yeah.
They might understand what it takes. They might do. They just can't say anything because they understand that Jerry runs the show and he called the shots.
Ocho, how do we... We're not taught. We don't have any abilities. Everything that we're taught that. We don't have senses. We're taught to love. You follow, like, what time it is to eat, where you go to the kitchen, where you go to the bathroom. You didn't just automatically know that. So when you see somebody do all the things that you think they gonna do. Stephen Jones be the same thing. Every year, this team reminds me of those Super Bowl teams. So we're taught, Ocho, we're taught. We're creatures, we're taught things.
I think I need to go on down there and holler at Jerry myself. Then.
Well, you go right ahead then.
I go ahead and holler at him. Baby, you got to, come on now. We need you to take a back seat. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, you're going to get the credit. Don't worry about it. I'm going to make sure you get the credit.
No, you won't.
I'm going to make sure you get the credit.
No, you won't. That's who got the credit when them first Super Bowls? Jimmy. And then even when he won in 95, what did they say, Ocho? I don't know if you remember. They say you won with Jimmy's players. That's why he would have went so bad right now. See, Ocho? You see? That's why, man, the egos, you're dealing with alpha alphas. What you think caused Tom Brady and Coach Belichick to break up? I need to get more credit than you. I'm tired of people saying Tom.
Well, it was Tom.
I would show you I could win one without you.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Jerry said, I'm going to win one without you. So he would, that would be his crush. The three Super Bowls that Jerry have, they mean a lot to him.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, Jerry had such success so early in his career. Within his first 6-7 years, he had three. To win one with a Mike McCarthy or a coach, because if you get Bill Belichick, you're not getting credit. He is. If you got a Sean Payton, you're not getting credit. He is.
He is, yeah.
If you can win one with one of these guys that's just a coach in theory, a figurehead,
mm-hmm. that really has no power, but go ahead.
None. That would mean more to Jerry than the other three. Mm.
Listen, I would love for him to win it. And not because of Jerry. I would love for Dak. Micah fucking host, pull that motherfucking trophy up for CD Lamb. You know what it would do for the organization?
What? Oh, Joe.
Financially?
You do realize?
Financially? Even though they're number one. Yes, they're number one.
Yes.
Let's double that. Let's triple that.
Oh, Joe.
If Jerry, if you're such a businessman, how are you not understanding that? You know what? Damn, I could really double and triple my net worth if we were to actually win a Super Bowl. But if I did things a little different, maybe, just maybe, it can happen. But as long as I'm eating, as long as I'm number one, you know what? I'm just keep doing things my way.
I'm doing 400 mil a year, and we ain't even come close to winning the Super Bowl. But now I get out of the way. I might make 500 million, but I'm not going to get the credit for it. Nah, give me the four. Give me the four.
Come on, man. All right.
Give me the four.
I ain't the smartest apple in the motherfucking bunch. But I can see the light at some point. You ain't got to be the smartest. You got to know. Well, hell, goddamn, doing the same thing over and over and over and over after so long, at some point, you know, like my grandma say, a hard head make a soft ass. A hard head make a soft ass. You're going to keep getting the same results.
Yeah. But but like I said, I mean, they're learning. How do you think you learn how to run a business through your father or whoever, like, oh, my mentor. You hear people say, my mentor. Or you take the mannerisms of said person that you watch closely and the success or the, and you try to like, but that's what they know. So good luck. Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, says it's narrow-minded to say we haven't succeeded without a Super Bowl. McDermott says Super Bowl isn't the only measure of a coach's accomplishment. Yes, it is. And Josh Allen's accomplishment. Yes, it is. And the team's accomplishment. Yes, it is. I don't know who the head told you. See, that's when you try to sell some bull jive. You try to sell the fans bull jive, calling it saute spinning. No, it ain't.
Right.
It's bull jive.
Yeah.
He said, I think like anything, when you talk about the Bills, whether it's Josh, myself, or our team, we've had so much success. Really? Okay. To say we haven't had success or Josh hasn't had success, I think we'd be kind of narrow-minded. That's what the NFL is. College is that where you try to take young men and try to mold them and try to mold them into what they're going to be. Boy, I'm paying you money, him. You think mean to tell me I'm paying you $40, $50 million? And mashup, he got to go. Well, he had to go last year. After last year, 2 years in a row, you had home field against Cincinnati. They beat the brakes off you. You had home field against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And you said that's what you wanted against this team. Because every time you face this team in the playoffs, they beat you when it was in their place. You say, I want them in my building. He'd had to go, Ocho. That's what the NFL is a results business. The NFL is a bottom line business. And there's only two things on the menu that you can order. Wins and losses.
That's it. I think maybe from his perspective, maybe his lenses on what he's talking about. Listen, the regular season success can be the only thing you're talking about. Because in the regular season, they are phenomenal. They are great until they meet the juggernaut of the Chiefs.
Right.
That's been their Achilles heel. And the window of opportunity for the Bills, I wouldn't say it's closing, but if you're going to make it, the pieces you have right now give you the best chance to do so.
Well, they've lost a lot of pieces. Look at the defense that they had to strip down that defense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They lost Gabe Davis. We can dress it up. Diggs isn't happy. He's not happy with his role. I don't necessarily think his money, but his role. Maybe he wants, look, the worst mistake that you can make, Ocho, is measure your success by somebody else's. Man, yeah. Look at all the targets Justin Jefferson get. Man, look at all the targets Tyreek get. Look at all these targets. Man, I should be. Boy, man, Ocho, you make yourself sick.
I know, I feel you, but listen, for a player of his caliber, regardless of what people may say, regardless of what the chat may think about Stephon Diggs, he is your best offensive weapon. He is.
No, he's still the best. And Allen the best.
Well, he's a quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's the best weapon. I mean, it's okay.
Come on now, you know what I mean.
Oh, as an offense, oh, you talking about other than
the quarterback has the ball in his hands all the time, so the offensive weapon would have to be the weapons he has to use at his disposal.
I think Justin Jefferson is a better weapon than Kirk Cousins. Cousins is just more important.
Okay. All right. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, you get okay.
If we get this guy the ball, he opens up the offense and he makes everybody else's life a lot easier.
Wide open. And what they do is the fact that he does make it easy for everybody else is they allow teams to take him away instead of not forcing the issue, but putting him in position to always continue to make plays instead of allowing him to fall by the wayside because, you know what? Well, Stephon Diggs, look what they're doing on film. They're covering you. They're making sure they take you away. There's nothing we can do about it. We're going to try to work everyone else into the offense and hope we can have success that way. Instead of saying, well, fuck what y'all doing. We finna put our best player in goddamn position and make sure it gives us our best chance to win and move the ball down the goddamn field and the chains.
Yeah.
But no, they decided not to do that on the back end of the season.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angi.com. Or download the app today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember the time I got the vehicle I wanted. I dreamed about it. And I remember the very first time I saw that car in person, I knew I had to have it. And I remember getting that car at the end of 93, black on black, everything you could ever dream of, everything that I thought that car would be, it was that and more. And I just remember getting it, driving it home. And man, I was the coolest guy in all of the world. And I drove that car and the way I felt when I pulled up to whether it was a fast food restaurant, where it was going out to meet my homeboys, it did not matter. I knew nobody could touch me. And sometimes I would just go out in my garage and just turn the lights on and just look at it, because a small kid from Glenville, Georgia, owned a car that many other kids dreamed of owning. And here it is in my driveway, parked in my garage. And sometimes I would just crank it up just to hear that engine purr. I was like, yeah, this me. And my biggest regret of all the cars, and I've had some really nice cars in my time, was when I parted ways with it. I don't know really why I did it, because it wasn't like I was strapped for money or it was taking up too much space. It was just that, you know, at some point in time, when you only have a car that's 8 years old and you only have 2,000 miles on it, you have to ask yourself, and it was costing me to insure it and tag and title it every year more than I was getting out of it. And so I parted ways with it. And after I sold it, I tried to get it back, but the guy didn't want to sell it back to me. So that was the only time that I've actually had buyer's remorse. And if I had to do it all over again, I would still have that car in my possession. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motor has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. So, I disagree with Sean. You were brought there to win a championship, and it hasn't happened. And you got one of the many would believe a top five quarterback at your disposal. You've had a top five offense for the better part of 2 to 3 years. Defense has been good enough for you to win, and it hasn't gotten done. So ultimately, your ultimate success. Now you can talk about, oh, we got some great men and we got great fathers and we got great people in the community. I don't ever want to hear that. Because that ain't what we're paying you for. And I'm happy. I'm glad that, you know, you have great men and great men in the communities and we got great fathers. But I'm not paying you $7-8 million a year, and I'm not paying Josh Allen $45 million a year to be no great man in the community. I'm paying him to bring me a damn Super Bowl, and I'm paying you a king's ransom to do the same. So save that. Now, when you want to go speak to a boy's home and tell them that they're winning in life and things like that, that's fine. I'll accept that then. But don't you sit your ass down in front of no reporter and talk about, oh, we win in here. No, you have not.
He's on the right track. I can say that. He's on the right track because every year.
Do you know what happened?
Every year they one game away.
Ocho.
Or two games away.
Ocho.
Every year.
Even if you're on the right track, you can still get run over if you're heading in the wrong direction.
Ooh, that's a good one. God damn, I should have had my notepad. God damn it. That's a good one. Boy, that was fire right there, boy. That was a bar.
I mean, I'm like, bro. I mean, what? I mean, people kill me with that. Well, oh, we win it. Bro, you know what sports are about. You know this is a bottom line business.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you want to get philosophical. And there's some people like, well, Shetty, he is winning. He's creating great men.
Mm.
Hell, go join the military. The military creating great men. Disciplined, structured, fight to the finish. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh,
man, he got me running hard with the bullseye.
Yeah, no.
Robert Saleh, head coach of the Jets, welcomed the quietness this year after 2023 North. Damn quarterback. There is not so much buzz around the Jets this offseason, which Saleh is happy about. I think Joe Douglas has done a really good job adding some really cool pieces to our football team. But yeah, it's quiet. Last year was a little loud. We welcome a little bit of quietness. It's your damn quarterback. Yeah. He was making all the noise, Ocho. Who was that?
Listen, he commands that type of attention. He commands because of who he is. Mm-mm. He likes to be in front of the camera, too.
Thank you.
He likes to be in front of
Bumping
the camera.
His guns.
But I think the purpose of what Saleh is doing here is purposely putting it out there. And we would like you to come back. Or when you do come back, let's tone it down a little bit. That's all. That's just a little message. So he put the message out there publicly to ask Aaron to take a back seat from the camera, from the talking, from the media.
He can't.
Because
he can't.
He will.
Ocho.
He will, especially after Saleh came out like this. This is, I'm not saying it's a subliminal, but it's just a message getting out there. And there's only one person who makes noise over there in New York. It's only one person. Only one.
Yeah. Ocho. Tell me the guy that had an Achilles injury that was supposed to miss the whole season and had something to say every single week. Tell me the guy that went on the Pat McAfee show and all he did was spew conspiracy theories. He never really talked about the game. He was talking about all the other bull jive. And then when people call him to the carpet, it's people hating on him. No, if you keep your mouth shut, you're not a medical doctor, bro. And what happened at COVID in 2020? We're moving on. But you keep bringing it up because, remember, he always thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And he, I'm throwing. I'm coming back. If there's any chance I can prove medical professionals wrong, that's what I'm going to do. He ain't coming back. That was his way of still trying to garner some of the attention because out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
That's what the NFL is about. You can't help us win. You can't do anything. Ain't nobody talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Nah.
We was talking about the foolishness that he was discussing, but we weren't talking about him on the field.
Right.
So the quietness, you need to talk to Blabbermouth over there, your quarterback. Because he's the one that's causing all the noise. He's the one that's beating on all the drums. He's the one that's banging on all the doors and making the racket. Him.
Right.
Ain't nobody else doing no talking but him.
Yeah, that's why I said this was a message. This was a message strictly for Aaron Rodgers. The quietness. I'm enjoying the quietness. Strictly him. Let's tone it down a little bit. Let's come into the season. Right path. Silence. Because you're going to either, listen, the media itself is going to make enough noise simply because you're coming back, you're healthy.
You're in New York, too.
You're in New York. And you don't need to make no noise. The noise is going to make itself.
We'll see once OTAs or mini camps or once they get in the training camp, if it's still quiet. It's quiet now. Ain't nobody doing no talking but Jerry. Ain't nobody doing no talking, Ocho. Ain't nobody doing no football talking.
Right.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, I hear the baby crying. Shit. Hold on.
Go ahead. NFL is concerned about a dip in scoring. Competition Committee Chairman Rich McKay says statistically, what concerns a little bit is scoring. Scoring this year was at 43.5, still above the historical marker, but which has kind of been that 43 mark. But we were at 49 points a game in 2020, and we went from 45 in 2021, and we went from 43.76 in 2022, and now we're down to 43.54. We know Ocho like numbers. That's matter most to the NFL. Money equals TV ratings. TV ratings equal money. Ah, dang, Don King. Ojo, I don't know if you heard this, but Richard McKay, chairman of the competition committee, said he's concerned about the scoring dip. He said in 2020, the scoring was 49 points per game between the teams. And then it went to 45 in 2021, and it went to 43.76 in 22, and it was a dip again, 43.54. Yeah. And what I said, scoring equals ratings equals money.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. But why is there a dip in scoring? What? It shouldn't be a dip in scoring because you're taking all the advantages away from the defense.
Correct.
It shouldn't be a dip in scoring at all. You can't do anything. You can't hit nobody. DBs that can't jam anymore. Everything is defensive pass interference.
Yes.
You can't hit the quarterback. You can't touch the quarterback. I mean, there shouldn't be a dip in scoring. So now they're looking for other ways
to increase scoring.
Increase scoring and handicap the game even more. Yep. Come on now.
They said, I think they're looking for a way to the kickoff. I don't know what they're going to do with the kickoff. I don't know. It's like, well, maybe you could, what are they going to try to do with the kickoff? Because I don't understand how you make a dangerous play less dangerous.
Right. Right. You can't. You can't. All these safety rules, all this stuff they're putting in place that they're trying to do, that they're trying to do, there's no way. It's impossible. The field, the dimensions of the field haven't changed in years, but the players have gotten bigger, stronger, and faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing you could do. I don't care how much safety you talk about and how many seminars you put on, how well the stuff that they make now are better for the players. if you drive a car 100 miles an hour into a wall, no matter what you do to it, it's still going to be totaled no matter what.
Yeah. But by admitting the league wants more scoring, the league invites speculation that certain calls are made or not made in order to heighten the scoreboard. You see?
So now they're not going to be calling certain stuff just to make sure.
Well, that's the speculation for the longest time.
Right.
That when a defensive player did something, you called it. Offensive player did something.
Oh, there have been a few. There have been a few.
Look, been a few. I understand, Ojo, you're not going to get every. I mean, you're human. You're going to err. To err is human. But there have been calls that are like, bro, how you missed that? The dude right there. Come on now. You can't miss that.
You know, that, matter of fact, speaking of, there was one last year that was a clear PI. The Commanders were playing somebody. It was in the end zone, matter of fact. And the PI, I mean, it was a PI clear as day. But they gave God damn, I can't remember that play. Chad, I'm sure Chad knows what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
But I was like, what the hell? If I can see it, I know they saw it and they on the field with the flag in their pocket and didn't throw nothing.
Because the thing is, Ocho, is that when you look at it, it says, well, we made some of these rules for the safety of the game. That's what they tell the safety of the game. I ain't hear nobody there. He's like, now, if scoring is coming down, but also the game is safety is going up, shouldn't that be what you want?
Yeah, that's not what they want. That's not what they want. Because they know with the scoring, it increases the revenue, and we know what the bottom line is at the end of the day.
Yep.
We know what the bottom line is.
Absolutely. So. So they want to increase more scoring. Like, we don't have enough scoring. We want it more. So 49. So that's that sweet spot kind of where you want to be. You want to kind of be like 50 points a game between the two teams. So you really like the 28, 21 ball game. You know what I'm saying, Ocho? You like the 27, 24 ball game.
Hold on. Come here. Hold on. Here. Take her to the rail.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, there we go. I'm back. Right. LaDon King is gone.
Gerard Mayo says quarterback is a priority for us, but open to everything at number three. Gerard Mayo, the new coach of the New England Patriots, says it's a priority right now. But with that being said, you really have to be in love with the guy to take him at number three. So really, all options are still open for us. Jacoby Brissett signed with the Patriots this month, and Mayo said he could absolutely be our starter.
No. Yep. Patriots fans, I love Jacoby Brissett. This is nothing against him. I love Jacoby Brissett. I love what he's done during his tenure throughout the league. Nothing is open. With number three, you know you have to take a quarterback. The Patriots fans have suffered enough not having somebody at the helm to replace the big shoes of Tom Brady. So you have to make that number three pick right. You have to make it smart. And it has to be someone that is going to be a generational franchise-changing player. And you can't do that at any other position other than the quarterback position. And you can't mess up this time. Mac Jones, things didn't work out well. I have nothing against Mac. It just didn't work out well. You had big shoes to fill. I like Zappy. You had big shoes to fill. They need to make this move. Get it right the first time.
So let me ask
you. Get it right the first time so you don't have to do it again.
So let me ask you a question. Let's just say for the sake of argument, something unforeseen happened. Chicago Bears select Jaden Daniels. And with the two pick, the Commanders select
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yes. And with the third pick, Caleb Williams is there. So they get Caleb Williams, but they say, whoa.
Wait a minute. How you just skipped over the Bears?
Listen, follow me. Stay with me now. Stay with me.
Okay.
I said, let's say something unforeseen happens. The Bears select at number one, Jaden Daniels. With the number two pick, Drake May or Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Commanders. And so Caleb Williams fall into the Patriots' lap. But what they do with Caleb Williams, they say, you know what? We're going to let our special teams coach and our defensive coordinator call plays for it. How you think that's going to turn out for him?
I like where you're going. I like where you're going. But then I get into the mindset of the game of football is all X's and O's, right? So regardless of who's calling those plays, stay with me real quick.
Okay.
If Matt Patricia is calling the plays as the offensive coordinator and it's something that he's never done, my mindset, well, shit, whatever's drawn on paper, I got to go out there and execute it regardless of who's calling it. Now I need those individuals that's on offense to make me look good, because who gets coaches fired? The players.
Coaches.
Well, that too. But I need y'all to go execute what we worked on all motherfucking week. And we get out there Sunday, you have somebody else in front of you, outside of our own players. I need you to do it right. Regardless of who's calling it.
Can you be mad if the guy you have, like you have a chef, but then all of a sudden your chef doesn't show up for work and you say, I want my mechanic to prepare my food and it tastes like crap. Can you be mad? Or you say, you got to do a job, bro. You got a job to do.
Yeah. Right. You're right. You're right. I like where you're going with it. But when I think about the analogy and the sense of football, Mac Jones is a quarterback.
Right.
Matt Patricia's calling the plays.
Yes.
There's an offense. There are receivers. Mm-hmm. There's a running back.
Right.
Regardless of the plays that's called, we can't blame Matt Patricia on y'all not being able to execute.
He don't know what he's doing, Ocho. He's a D coordinator. You got a special teams coach. Neither guy has ever, first of all, Joe Judge has never called a play except the special teams. Hey, return right. Return middle, return left, punt block, field goal block. That's different intricacies than calling an offense and a defensive snap.
Now,
of a sudden, I'm asking people, the quarterback, you told me the quarterback is the most important position. Now you got people that's never been in that position before, doing things they've never done before. And you ask, well, then why did he look so bad? Why did he look so good his rookie year? And then subsequently, year after year, that looks worse. It's not an accident, Ocho. It's not an accident. So let me ask you this. You think Joe Judge will ever get another job calling a play? Because if you good, you should be able to get a job calling, doing something, right? You think he'll ever get a job again on the offensive side of football where he could potentially call plays? What about Matt Patricia?
I got another question for you. Eric Bieniemy was good calling plays, wasn't he?
Here's the thing. They said Andy Reid called the plays. So how did he look when he went away from Andy?
Who has to execute? See, there we go. Perfect. Perfect. He went away from Andy. Mm-hmm. So the players have to execute the plays.
Yes.
The players execute the plays in Kansas City?
Yes. But here's the thing. The guy that's calling the plays, are you saying that Joe Judge and Matt Patricia are the equivalent of Andy Reid?
No, absolutely not. Damn. But again, the players have to execute the plays no matter who's calling the motherfucking play.
So let me ask you this. So now I'm going to take who you think is a good. Okay, I'm going to let Andy Reid, the offense guru. Now you got to call plays for the defense. So if the defense falls off, you're going to say, oh, they didn't make the plays. Or you're going to say, well, hold on. We put a guy in position that he's never been in before. And we expect what? How do you put somebody in a position when they've never been in a position and expect success? Forget coaching. How can you put somebody that's in HR and says, we want you to run the company? Or put somebody in a position they've never been and expect the same level of success that someone that's been in that position for a number of years and they've done it? That's all I'm saying. Yes, people have to go out and carry out the assignment, but you have to be able to put people in position.
Right.
To carry out said assignment.
Yeah. See, my issue with it is mentally my mindset is a little different. So it's hard for me to even have the right thing to say on the topic, because I'm thinking as a former player, I wouldn't care if my grandma was calling the plays. And excuse me with this. If there's something that she says or calls a play to be made, I'm going to go execute that motherfucker. I don't give a... So it's kind of different, but I see where you're coming from. I'm not sure if even the chat understands where I'm coming from with that. It doesn't matter who's calling the plays. You still have a job to do that you're being paid to do, regardless of whether the person that's calling them knows what the fuck he's doing or not.
No, I mean, it doesn't work like that, don't you? That sounds good in theory, because guess what? As a coach, you got to put me in position. You study plays. Now, if we know they're going to be in cover two, we're going to call a cover two beater, right?
Yes, sir.
So why would you call something that's not conducive for cover two if you know they're going to be in cover two? So you failed me as a coach.
And you know the good thing on, the good thing happens is when something like that happens, you need a quarterback with the wherewithal that knows, well, he called this. Do I have the ability and the power to change it to something that I like?
It's great to have the ability. The thing that Patrick Mahomes and the really quarterbacks can do, they can get off script. I call a play, doesn't work, I can get off script.
Yeah. Being able to improvise, yeah.
But you ain't going to do that 65 times a game, won't you?
No, it's not going to happen. No. You need your coach's help. You need your coach's help, and sometime the coach needs yours.
Yes.
It goes hand in hand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.